If you're stuck in traffic, something happens to your car, even though you call your foreman and crew, let them know you could be running behind, it's still not excusable, because once it's recorded in that log, you will get jammed up, and that's what I'm scared of.
Yep. Plan on getting there a lot early. If you got to be on, be somewhere at 6. You're thinking to yourself you got to be there at 5. And plan. And you have a whole hour cushion. And let's say you do get there early. Hey, you bring a magazine with you, sit in the car and relax for a while. Not the worst thing. But that way the job is secure.
I plan on taking the hillside would give me a 20-minute gap. That's not enough. I'm actually going to give myself an hour gap. Even if it runs behind and it's excusable, I still want to be early. You will not get in trouble for being early. You could even clock in early. You just won't get paid.
There you go. You got a good point.
Yep. And coming up to a, slowing down a bit. But as I'm getting close to pulling into the station, I want to enjoy my lunch. So, I'll say 7-3, Sam. Good talking with you. KD2OGB Mobile, approaching Ronkonkoma Station. Clear on your final.
Hey, catch you again. Have a wonderful day. I'm clear.
W2OSR.
Bob, KD2KNH.
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Everything going? I heard you on earlier, headed to BJ's. I guess you're done. I just signed a little while ago, but I had to finish my lunch before my next stop. And you caught me at the right time.
All right, well, that all sounds good. Yeah. I was going to BJ's. I got gas. It's 50 cents a gallon less at the BJ station than it is at my local one.
Understandable. I paid 187 this morning, and I did see a gas station out east with a 7-Eleven. Like, I believe it was in the 160s. I could be wrong. Maybe that was a special fuel.
Yeah, I know there are a couple of gas stations out in Riverhead. There's a BJ's gas station and a 7-Eleven one where the prices tend to be lower than they are here in Nassau County. The other reason for going over to BJ's is I save $2 a gallon on milk.
Well, there's no reason why you shouldn't save on your fuel as well. If your car gets a deal, you should get a deal as well. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, and then every once in a while I find something else I'm looking for, but not today. So, head back home, throw the milk in the fridge, and go grab some lunch.
That's what life's about. In a beautiful day like today, maybe you get outside and enjoy some sun.
Yeah, well, there's a deli near me. I'll grab a sandwich there, and then I go sit in the parking lot down by one of our beaches. And it's more of a park than it is a beach, but we've got both there. And I sit in the parking lot, look through the trees at the beautiful water.
It sounds like my summer routine. I would go to my local deli, get a steak and egg sandwich, a cup of coffee, and drive out onto the dock and at the bay and enjoy the scenery.
Yeah, where do you live on the island? Okay. I'm trying to think where the heck Sound Beach is. I think that's too far away from where my brother was working at the head of the harbor.
But directly north of Patchogue, 14 miles. And again, I'll be about a quarter or half a mile from the water. So, Rocky Point, Miller Place, that kind of area.
Okay, I got an idea where you mean. That's about right. My brother was an EP food store manager and his store was in Head of the Harbor. And then after he got married the second time, he was living in Rocky Point and eventually moved over into, I can't think of the name of the village there, the Senior Citizen Village. My sister-in-law is still there. I can't think of the name of it right now. You probably know what I'm talking about. Leisure Knowles, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many of these places popping up everywhere. I can't keep up with them.
Yeah, but the nice thing about Leisure Knowles, it was a senior citizen retirement community, but you had your own house, more or less. Not like these things that are row upon row of people stuffed in the cubbyholes.
Exactly. Yeah, they're trying to push the densification on everybody. Prices are going up, so they're all in condo units and townhomes and, you know, duplexes and with exorbitant fees for lawns you can't use and property you can't enjoy.
Exactly. High-density housing. We've got a whole bunch of projects going on in my community right now.
They're money makers for somebody, but not for the people living there. Not affordable housing. And, you know, attached to everybody else. Not my kind of living. I will never end up in one of those places.
Well, I'm hoping as long as I'm able to take care of the house I'm living in, I'll stay there. Other decisions, I'm almost in my 80s. 90s, maybe I'll have to think about moving out into some place where I need some help.
Absolutely. But I believe they could make other options, like you said, where you have your own little individual unit and get some assisted living if you need it, or, you know, for medical help, or, you know, as you get older. But a lot of these places I go to, I don't wish on anybody. I service a lot of them.
Yeah, I know my mother-in-law was living in Manhasset. My sister lives up in the Boston area. And my sister-in-law found a very nice place for her, which she hated. My mother-in-law hated everything after her husband died. But beautiful place. It's called Brookdale. It's in Lexington, Massachusetts. What a nice place. A lot of retired college professors and, you know, really nice looking grounds. They got greedy. They overbuilt the place. It looks like, well, pardon my language, not the place I want to live would be the best way to say it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And it's like, you know, people shouldn't lose their hobbies and their interests. You know, I go to a lot of these places and, you know, people have a room and a bed and, you know, they sit in the hallway or they are treated like children. You know, we'll take a little trip here or there and, you know, your independence is gone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would not, being an amateur radio operator, I would not move into any computer that he told me I couldn't have some sort of an antenna up.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you would think somebody that, you know, all these forward-thinking people would come up with communities where you could have activities like that for, you know, intelligent seniors that are still active and have their wits about them, so to speak.
Exactly. And I don't want to live next to a golf course.
Exactly. Now, a shooting range I could deal with. But, yeah, I want my hobbies, and I don't want to be, you know, have anything removed. Anyway, Bob, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. I'm pulling into my next job, so got to get busy. And I'll talk to you again soon. KD2, KNH Clear.
All right, take care. 7-3, and I'm pulling right back into my hometown now, W2OSR.
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSC, you listening? WA2CDM.
Thank you. Sock.
That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
YDY Mobile. K2KNB, K2KNB, here is N1, YDY.
AC2WT testing.
Testing station, you're coming in with a good signal, fly by 9 audio.
It's fantastic, yeah. I just actually put out a test because I was listening and it sounded like people's voices were coming in stronger than it used to on my radio. It's interesting.
Well, sometimes things change. Not really sure why, but they do.
Weird, but good. Maybe it's the weather, maybe it's the season. VHF acts pretty weird. Different seasons, so. Alright, I'll take it. Thank you. This is AC2WT John. By the way, who am I speaking to again? I just want to figure out, get your name and your call sign.
Okay, AC2WG, I believe it was. John, my name is Hank. My call is November 1, Yankee Delta Yankee, and I'm mobile in, I guess I'm in Roslyn at the moment. Not too far from the repeater site.
Interesting call sign. I like it. But you say N1YDY? Is that what it is? Right here it's AC2WT. You're going real good in Roslyn. Are you mobile?
I am. I'm at the intersection of Northern Boulevard and I actually don't even know the cross street here. but by a Dunkin' Donuts station, not too far from the old Tribolsi's gas station, if you know where that is. And I'm just on my way up to Greenville, which is, I guess, still pretty much close to Rossum.
Nice. I'm in Lodi, New Jersey, so kind of far away, but I guess I'm getting in okay. That's cool. Before I say 7-3, just let me know what are you doing today and what's going on. I was just at the auto parts store myself, getting some Rust-Oleum.
It's nice to be out, isn't it? I got out early this morning. It was kind of cool. Now I'm regretting my clothing decisions because I've got a long sleeve shirt on that I really wish I didn't have on. But it's just a beautiful day over here, as I'm sure it is where you are. I'm heading off to a medical facility for some routine stuff that I get done, and hoping to have a pretty decent day. Also, I'm going to do some grocery shopping when I get back from there.
Fantastic. I hear what you're saying. You have them clean the pipes. It sounds good. Yeah, today's very nice. It's, you know, when you're not moving and you're in the shade, it feels chilly, and then when you're in the sun and you're moving, it feels real good, warm. You know, all you need is a T-shirt, but I wish you the best. Hope your checkup goes well. And I'm going to go spray paint my railing at my house. So I got the Rust-Oleum. Wishing you the best, and take care. This is John, AC2WT. And Hank, it's very nice to speak to you. I hope to speak to you again.
Very good, John. AC2WT, N1YDY, I'll be clear. Hey, Andy, N1YDY, just the guy I want to talk to.
Yeah, hi. I am heading up north. I'm heading up to Glen Cove to pick up my car.
Well, are you getting there if your car is already there?
My car's at the dealer for the first oil change since I bought it. They gave me a loaner car, which I'm driving. It's exactly the same car that I have, only it's a year newer. So I'm driving a 2020 Outback. I have a 2019 Outback. I don't, it's interesting, I don't like this car. My car is a lot more comfortable.
Well, Andy, they're not the same car because it's a generation difference. You have a Gen 5 and a 2020 is a Gen 6.
Oh, is that what it is? Hold, stand by a second. Stand by. Okay, so what's the difference between a Gen 5 and a Gen 6? Tell me.
Well, I don't know all the differences, but, you know, they make a car for a number of years and then they make its successor. It's got the same band badges on it, still says Outback, but it's, you know, a different sheet metal. Sometimes it's different engine components, sometimes not. Like, I've got a fourth generation car, and Mom's got a fifth generation car, and you've got the fifth generation Gen 5 car, too. And my mom's car and your car are, you know, essentially very similar, but then in order to modernize, they you know, started making the Gen 6s. Listen, I'm where I need to be, unfortunately, for a medical appointment, so I got to jump out. But I'd like to talk to you about repairing a radio that just went deaf on amateur radio frequencies, but still receives fine on FM broadcast and AM broadcast. So I don't think the radio itself is dead, but I think maybe some capacitor died.
All right. Amongst other things, yeah, give me a call and. Just to make one thing clear, what I don't like about this car is the seat. The driver's seat is much lower, so it's harder for me to get into this car. I have to drop myself down, and then to get out of the car, I got to pick myself up. The body is the same style. And this is not an electric seat. This is a manual seat. This car has no, it's stripped down. It doesn't have the features my car has. But it's still an Outback. It's just not as comfortable as my car is in driving it. I'm driving it right now. I'll talk to you later. Well, this could be called WHCDL.
All right, very good. And good luck with your, you know, getting your car from the dealers. And I'll catch you later. So N, WA2CDL, N1YDY, I'll be clear.
WB2ZEX, WA2NLL. WA2KNB, WA2NLL.
WA2NLL, WA2CDL. I haven't heard you in a long time. How are things?
Hello, Andrew. I haven't heard you in a long time either. Things are fine. Larry tells me all about you, so... Hi, Larry. I know Larry's listening. Larry always listens. Anyway, I wanted to get a quick signal check. They were doing some work on my chimney. I just wanted to make sure my antenna was still intact.
It's working. You're sounding good into the repeater. I'm on an EC in the car. I'm just heading up to the dealer. I bought a new car last August. And finally, because this pandemic, I couldn't get over to the dealer to get my first oil change. So I finally had it done today. So I'm picking up the car now.
Okay, did you trade in Lady Gaga too?
Lady Gaga is in my old car, which is gone. I sold it.
Okie doke. All right, Andy, I've got someone on the phone. I just want to do a quick check here. It occurred to me. You stay safe, be well, enjoy the new vehicle, 73WA2NLL.
Yeah, it's not so new anymore. It's got 7,000 miles on it. I haven't been driving it that much because there's no place to go. All right, see you later, WA2CDL. Have a good one.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
FIU Mobile.
Hello, George. KD2KNH. Can you hear me now? All right. No reply heard. Arriving at destination. Maybe I'll catch you when I get out. KD2KNH clear.
KD2FIU Mobile. KD2FIU Mobile.
KD2FIU, this is KB2JSB, Juliet Sierra Bravo.
Yeah, hello there. KD2JSB, KD2FIU, this is George. And right now I am going through Forest Park in Western Queens.
Okay, my name is Joe. I was born and briefly lived in Queens, but I have no idea where Forest Park is. I was born in Ozone Park.
Yeah, just north of Woodhaven. Give you the horizontals as you go north from Ozone Park, Atlantic Avenue, Jamaica Avenue, Park Lane South, and then you're in Forest Park. actually longitudinally the same as Ozone Park.
There you go. I was three when I left, so my knowledge of streets in Queens is somewhat limited.
Come on, by 3 years old, you should have really had it down pat. Including a Mustang to traverse with.
Or at least stealing hubcaps, that's right.
Beautiful day. It was breezy and cooler and more cloudy, and I canceled some outside work because of that. And I'm kind of sorry that I did, because I'd be in the peak of it right now, enjoying the weather. Over to you, Joe.
Yeah, this is one of the nicest days we've had in a while. Between rain and too hot and too humid, this is a perfect day.
Yeah, between yesterday with its low humidity and the way it turned out this afternoon, it's the kind of weather to get those basement windows open. Because if it's too hot and it starts to get humid, you think you got a basement floor problem when you don't. It's just the condensate in the air that's settling on the cool floor. So yesterday and today is the day to cool off the basement.
Okay, well, I'm in the garage, so with the door open, so it's an analogous experience on a concrete floor.
I'm showing it's pretty dry right now. Humidity about 46%.
You know, it certainly feels good, and I've been out there watering things to make sure that the newly planted things stay growing and don't dry out. So, yeah, the cool temperature, even with the low humidity, makes this job a lot easier.
Very good, Joe. KD2JSB, KD2FRU. I'm pulling over. I got to put an order in a lumber yard. And what's good about it is the gate is wide open and I can do it outside. I don't even have to go in. This is KD2FRU Mobile. I'll say 73. I should return in about 5 minutes.
All right. Good luck with the lumber yard. This is KB2JSB.
Joe, before I drop on this... W2VL repeater, wait for the beep before you come back. The repeater's got to reset properly.
Ah, okay. I was not aware of that. Thank you.
7-3. WA2CDL Mobile.
WA2CDL. This is KC2ILP.
KC2ILP, WA2CDL. Hello there. How you doing, Rob? Rob? Is it Rob? You know, I forget. I'm getting crazy. I forget names. I think it is anyway.
Andy, I am doing well. It is Rob, you bet. And I am using my radio on the rare occasion that I'm driving around and have it on. I didn't even have it hooked up for a long time. I went to use it and it was broken. And one of the guys in Aries said, I have that radio and I have an extra one. Let's swap it out. And he swapped out with me and it worked. And so I have a working radio that I never use. So here you go. You got me and my radio and in the car and on the air all at the same time. It's like a miracle.
This guy didn't get into an accident in front of me. he's such in a hurry. He passed me, but he always hit the car in front of him. People have no patience. It's crazy. While he was talking, I was watching him. He keeps blinking headlights at me because he's behind me. I'm not going fast enough, and I'm going faster than the other cars. So then when he has the opportunity, he passes me on the right, not on the left, on the right, only to find out there's a car much slower in the right-hand lane. So then he quickly gets out of that lane and goes in front of me, almost hitting that car. It's too bad he didn't hit it.
I know, I had that this morning. I'm going and there's a truck in the pulled over ahead of us. So one by one, everyone's slowing down. The person behind me honks when I slow down like everyone else. And then jumps to go around me and, oh my God. Yeah, people are impatient, yeah. Yep, that's happening a lot.
I would have loved to have seen him hit the car and spin out. That would have made my day. You know, because people get what they deserve.
Yeah, two thoughts about that. One is, when my children were little, I became a very good driver because I realized I was teaching them how to drive. They were little. They were, I don't know, 6, 8, 10. I don't know how old they were, but they were watching. And then that's what I was teaching them. And I became a lot more patient and look. And the other thought on that is I thoroughly enjoy when I sit down with the computer to turn on YouTube and watch crazy Russian driver car accidents. And it's a whole bunch of YouTube videos about truck accidents and intersections and cars chasing, and it's hysterical. It's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, not only hysterical, it's dangerous. I wonder how many people get hurt. You ever see people whacked out sports? I've seen that on channel, one of the channels. I forget which channel it's on. And they do anything from, you know, riding a bicycle on a railing to, anything you can think of. It's crazy. And people really get hurt. I guess they must enjoy the pain.
Yeah. I just recently installed a camera in my car, a dash cam. I installed it because it has a rear view for a backup camera, and you replace the rear view mirror and you wire it all up. But it also has a forward-facing camera. So while you're driving, everything you're doing is recorded. And it has a gravity shock, a G-shock sensor. And if you suddenly stop short, it saves the last 3 minutes of image. It preserves the scene of what was going on.
Yeah, that's good to have. You can use it as good evidence right there. By the way, speaking of cars, if I'm not mistaken, you own an Outback?
Yeah, you picked one up. How do you like yours?
Interesting story. I'm just coming from the Silverwood Beach now, first time since I bought the car. I love it. I'm driving it right now. It's a 2019, and I got it last August. And because of this coronavirus, I had my first scheduled maintenance. I had set up for late March, early April, but because of the pandemic, I held off. So I rescheduled for today. So I just got my first oil change, and I was supposed to get the oil change at 5,000 miles, but because I held off, it's just about 7,000 miles on the car now. I would have driven it a lot more, but because of the lockdown, I haven't been driving that much, obviously. But then I love the car. It's great. and so I'm just coming back from the Subaru dealer now, and it's great. Yeah, what else can I say about it? This car is all the features. It's got the front end of the eyesight. I guess, I don't know if yours does. And what they did was they updated the software on the computer screen. They did that. They rotated the tires. General stuff. Check things out. But it's a baby. You know, I only got 7,000 miles on the car. So, and I forget, what year is yours?
Mine is 2010, so it's 10 years old. And I'm just about to turn 150,000 miles. And the car just, it's funny, I just drove it down to Philly last weekend. And that's where my daughter is, and my grandson. Oh, I'm a grandpa, by the way. So we went down to Philly, and I watched the gas mileage. I was getting 35 miles to the gallon if I went 55 miles an hour. And if I went 65 all through Jersey, I was getting 30 miles to the gallon. How's that for a 10-year-old, 150,000-mile car?
Yeah, that's really great. Last summer, at the end of August, I drove this car down to Shelby, North Carolina, and that's about 750 miles. And I do it in one day, and I've done it before. But I've always rented a car. Now that I have this, I drove this. And on the open road, I was averaging around 42, 43 miles. I actually wrote it down per gallon. This four-cylinder, and it's not a turbo. It's a non-turbo. I didn't want to get the turbo, even though the turbo's got more power. I don't need it. This has got plenty of pickup. So the gas mileage is still—it's great. It's excellent on this car. I could go literally for 2 weeks or so before I have to fill it up. So it's good. This is a 2010. Okay, so that's good. This has that boxer engine. What engine you have? Because I don't know what they had back then. Let me tell you an interesting story that I just discovered today. Are you ready for this?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the end of that. What was that?
No, I just said I'll tell you an interesting story that happened today.
Go ahead, KC2ILP.
So I was driving a 2020 Outback today, only because they loaned me a car. I didn't want to wait at the dealer for this to be worked on. Because they had to look at some software issues that I was complaining about. So they gave me a 2020 Outback. Does not have as many features as my car. I'm not sure which edition, if premium or limited. But I actually didn't like it. They said it's completely, it's redesigned. The run on the 2020 was not as good as mine. But more importantly, the seats. My car has a electric seat, six-way electric seat for the driver. This car had manual seats, and I'm not sure if it's because of that. The seat is much lower than the car, so when I entered the car and I went to sit down, it took a lot more effort just to sit, and then getting at the seat even took more effort. So I was not comfortable with the seating in the 2020 as I am in mine, which is the 2019. There's a big difference.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have the electric seat, and I'm comfortable. I like the sitting up higher. It's also easier getting in and out. My feet are on the ground, and I'm still sitting, and it's easy to stand up, you know, as the bones get older. We also have the Impreza, and that's a 2013, I think. Yeah, 2013. We got right after Sandy. And that one's got the manual seats, and it's low to the ground. It's a, you know, four-door sedan. It's small. So that one, with 80,000 miles, I started to have a transmission problem. And we looked it up. Subaru didn't recall the transmission, but if you had a problem, they were replacing it free of charge. And so I took it to the dealer, and they said, let's look at it. And sure enough, they wanted to replace the transmission. And they gave me a loaner. And like you, I had the 2020 Outback, or this was the Forester, I think, and with the EyeSight. And I love that. I drove it down to Philly. It drove itself. You put it in traffic, and it just starts following the car. If you tell it 65 miles an hour, and it goes. And if you get closer to a car in front of you, it stops. Amazing car. A lot of fun. Took them a month to replace my transmission, but they eventually did it.
Yeah, okay, WHCDO. Yeah, the EyeSight, these features are really something. Since I've taken a few long trips, I've been to New Hampshire with the car also, actually twice. So I've taken a few long trips. I'm planning on going back down to North Carolina, hopefully at the end of August, if they still have it. They don't cancel it. By the way, how are you feeling? I've been doing pretty well myself, just to let you know. But one of the issues that they just looked at, I was on the Bell Parkway, and, you know, because of the EyeSight features, which actually, I thought it was disabled, but they clarified that. You could disable it, but then when you turn the engine off and turn it back on, it enables it again by itself. I got to figure out how to override that. But anyway, I was on the Parkway, and without warning, the car came to a sudden stop. I mean, a hard, hard stop. In fact, the anti-lock brakes came on, and it did it all by itself. There was a car in front of me, but about maybe 500 feet in front of me. There's no way that it sensed something, sensed a car that would make it stop. I'm lucky I didn't get hit from the back. This happened twice with this car, and that's one of the reasons why I had the dealer look at it to see if there were any recalls or issues with that. Because that's a little bit scary when something like that happens, you don't expect it.
Wow, that's not good. I'm curious to know what they found and if they feel they fixed it. I would definitely pursue that, even to the point of talking to corporate. I've spoken with corporate at times. You know, this is our third Subaru, no, fourth in the family. Corporate is amazing to deal with. They want you to be happy.
Okay. I haven't spoken to corporate yet. I do get a lot of emails. There's a whole Subaru users group that I could join if I wanted to. I haven't joined it. But they have a lot of information and upgrades and so on, which is what they did today on the computer. But, it hasn't happened since. And again, it only happened twice. And I don't know what it sensed that caused it to do what it did. Because, again, there was no physical car in front of me that was close enough. But when it works, and I did test this, I could be driving at any speed, and if there's a car in front of it that stopped or slowed, when I have it turned on, the EyeSight, my car will maintain its distance from the car in front of me, especially cruise control. When I use cruise, it's great because then it'll watch for the cars around me, and it'll do that. So, but when this happened, it was unexpected.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that. I have used it. Matter of fact, I had it set on cruise control the whole way down to Philly and the whole way back. And the most amazing part was not going 65 miles an hour and setting it for like six car lengths. That was nice, and it was very comfortable, and it did it. It maintained it. If somebody in front of me slowed down, it brought me down, you know, and it maintained those 5-6 car lengths. But the best part was getting on the Belt Parkway after the Verrazano Bridge heading home. And I had it set for whatever, 40, 50 miles an hour in traffic. And it maintained, and I had the lead time set for like 3 car lengths. And it followed the car in front of me. If he was doing 20, I did 20. And I found when it was still set at 5 car lengths, it was too much room. Other cars were zooming around me to get in front of me to fill that gap. So I made it 3 car lengths so that it wouldn't be enticing to them to zoom around me. But it did it, and at times it brought me to a full stop if the guy in front of me stopped. It's an amazing product. It's just, and it's funny, if you take your hand off the wheel for a second, it says to you, "You need to have 2 hands on the wheel, please." This is KC2ILP.
Yeah. Okay, WHCDO. I didn't see that with mine with 2 hands. But the lane departure is a feature. And when I have that activated, if I drift out my lane, you could feel it grab the steering wheel and correct it by itself. So it'll keep me in my lane. So if I lose concentration on my and holding the car in my lane, it'll hold it for me. It'll steer it back. So that's a nice feature. Yeah. So it's got all these things. Can you imagine? I was saying to the service technician, can you imagine what cars are going to be like 50 years from now? You know, like the Tesla, you know, you go in, honestly, I've never seen a Tesla. I've never been in it, but I've seen it. And all it is a big computer screen. So the car of the future, you're just going to get in, and you talk to it, you know, take me here. And it'll just take you there, and that's it. You sit back and enjoy the ride. That's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I remember years ago wondering, my prediction years ago was that cars would link up together for highway trips, and there would be no accidents because cars would be linked to the car in front of it, and if you needed to leave the speed lane, you would leave the link and go, you know, an exit. And that's what this does. It links the cars. It knows the distance ahead of you, and the more that the cars have this, the safer it's all going to be. It's kind of amazing. Listen, Andy, I just got to my QTH, and I certainly have enjoyed catching up with you. This is wonderful. To be continued. How's that? WA2CDL, KC2ILP.
All right, Rob. Very good. I'm in Garden City now.
What is this?
What is she doing? Fucking who? The lady almost went into my lane where I was watching. As I said, you gotta watch out for these cars. Alright. By the way, just one more thing. I've been participating in some 10-meter transmitter hunts. I don't know if you want to join us sometime. Since I am not working yet, I will be working shortly. work will be coming. But since I've been off these past 2 months, or 3 months, the past the time I've been doing some hunts. So if you want to come out and join us sometime, you can do that. See you later, I'll let you go, and good to hear you. Be with the CDL.
Very good. Yeah, I have been following along to the thread that Larry puts out, and that's good stuff. I even saw an article with you guys mentioned. I don't remember if that was 1 month ago or two, but kudos to you guys. And you know, enjoy it. But no 10 meter for me. And I'm also going to head back to work soon. So, Andy 73, WA2CDL, KC2ILP, I'll be soon.
Take care. Talk to you next time, WA2CDL.
WA2CDL, KD2FRU Mobile.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me just go reverse here. Ooh, sorry for the feedback. Yeah, I realize this radio's got too much audio and I'm talking too close to it. Maybe I'll make an adjustment on it today when I get home. This radio is really for sale. It's, I think it's an Olinco, but it says ADI. At least it's an Olinco microphone. It does not sound nearly as good as my own radio. How you doing there? So what's going on, George?
I'm good, Andy. No complaints. Very busy. And what was I going to ask you? Oh, yeah, the 10-meter hunt. What mode is the signal in? I guess you guys are using portables and handhelds. And, what mode are you hunting down?
AM. Good old amplitude modulation.
Holy moly. Remember those extended range HTs? You were looking up for me one time. It had to be about a year ago. All of those AMers with that extended range oscillator in it.
Yeah, you could take a CB radio, convert it to 10 meters. I've done that many times. You can... In fact, there's probably a lot of write-ups on it also. So it wouldn't be hard to get a hold of the radio and play. See, now where's this lady? Look at this. Right in front of me. Here's a female that cut me off. Young girl. She couldn't pass the guy to the left, so she cuts me off in front of me. I'm telling you. And I'm going at the speed limit.
I think with all the light traffic that we've incurred in the last 2.5 months, I think a lot of people have picked up and held on to some really bad driving habits. KD2FRU Mobile.
Brother, this is a habit. Yeah, they're itching to get on the road because they haven't been out in such a long time, so... Yeah, I guess so. All right. Well, I've been driving all along, mostly. So I see what happens, and I just I still maintain my speed. I'm not as aggressive as to be when I was younger. Used to be more, but you know, not anymore. Now I'm more cool.
It was, I think, because the traffic was so light, people got used to coming up to a red light, and stopping and going through it without waiting for it, or not stopping at stop signs because they were the only one in the intersection, and passing on the other side of the road. I just saw so much of it in the last month and a half. Anyhow, I'm trying to acquire some little lumber pieces here to build my... masts for the lines to my aerial ground plane radials for a vertical I want to finish off.
Okay. nice to build something. That's a lot of fun when you want to put something together and make it work. I'm almost where I have to be. Actually, I'm only one half a block away. So, enjoy. It's a beautiful day today. It's going to be a good week. Let me see where I have to go. Okay, right over here. All right, I'm here. I'll talk to you later, George. W-A-2-C-D-L.
Thank you for picking up, Andy. Catch you later. KD2-FIU Mobile 73.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Here is WD2EAV Mobile. Listen.
Hello, Ed. This is N2RQ. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Lou. And yourself?
I think we're doing okay. So far, we're all healthy.